Hard right.
Welcome to the Ramblecast. There's no turning back. Even while you sleep, you will find that Chris is interrupting Nick mid-story. Jack and Matt cheering the teams to glory. Everybody wants to be on the Ramblecast.
Nice. Ooh. Who sings that?
That would be Tears for Fear.
Tears for Fear. That's right. Yeah. Well, that's right. I was. I knew it, but I couldn't remember it.
I really liked that one, Nick. That was fun.
That was nice.
Thank you.
And before I forget, let's just do this whole thing about the Semi versus Simon and Garfunkel versus Disturbed.
Yeah, you lost miserably.
I would just like to give credit to the 21 people that voted for Disturbed who didn't want to be a sheep, didn't want to be a follower, and wanted to go outside the think outside the box and go, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid to admit.
They went. Fuck Paul Simon. I don't care that he wrote it.
It's like Amy said, the Disturbed version gives me goosebumps. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. But anyway, I just want to get that out of the way. It was kind of a landslide. 51 followers to 18. I'm sorry, 21 people who think outside the box and have courage. The worst part was Jay voted for Disturbed.
Well, it's because, you know, he likes dickheads, you know, and assholes and all those people.
Are you sure you didn't hack his account?
I swear to God, because Jay and I never vote for the same on Versus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're right there. That's anyway, weird. I just want to get that out of the way so I can try and find it again.
Speaking of just like covers and things like that, have either one of y'all seen the trailer for The Yesterday?
When All My Troubles Seem So Far Away?
Yeah.
Yesterday?
It comes out, I think, in June. It's a British film. And it's an Indian English person who is a musician who never had made it. So you assume he's probably like 25, 26. You know, he's been trying to be a musician. He never does. So he gives up. You know, his girlfriend's like, don't worry. Miracles happen all the time. It might happen. And then that night when he's riding his bike home, all the electricity in the world goes out. He crashes his bike. The next day, you know, he's just sitting around with his girlfriend. He plays Yesterday on the guitar. And then she goes, when did you write that? And he goes, I didn't. Paul McCartney wrote it. You know, the Beatles. And she's like, who's that? And then he's like, are you kidding me? And so basically something happened within the blackout, whereas if the Beatles never existed.
Oh, and, really? we could take all their songs.
So that's what he does, is that he becomes, you know, he starts recording Beatles tunes and makes, you know, he becomes famous and like people are like, oh my God, like he's the greatest artist of all time. And
now, hold on a second, does he kick out the drummer? Does he say to Pete Best, you're out of here?
Yeah. Well, that's the early days.
Or maybe he brings Pete Best back.
Is that what happened to Ariana Grande?
But I am curious though, because it shows him on what's his name, Gordon something or James Gordon. Yeah, he's on the James Gordon show.
Gordon
and
Lightfoot.
Yeah, and I guess it's assumed towards the end of the film, and he goes, so there are two men here claiming that they wrote all those songs, and you see like just the back of their legs. One guy not wearing shoes, which you assume is Paul, and then the other one would be Ringo. And so, and of course, it would be like as if they never made it though, but they still wrote the songs.
So
that's what I assume they're going with it and see what happens there. So I'm gonna. It looks like a pretty.
Oh, so that's part of that's not the show. That's the movie.
It's part of the movie. Yeah,
I thought it was maybe his talk show that they had. Though.
No. So yeah, but yeah, I mean, I'll give it a shot.
Sounds interesting. Okay, now what if that something reset like that, what would you try to steal? Not having that to be music, doesn't have to be anything else. Just what idea would you come up with to make your millions and
Star Wars?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, Star Wars. I mean, I know the most amount of knowledge about Star Wars.
Yeah, I'd be just like Jorge Garcia, you know, in Lost. Like, well, if he just, I rewrote The Empire Strikes Back so that,
I rewrote The Phantom Menace and it doesn't include Jar Jar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, as Matt knows, I rewrote the prequels.
Well, don't they take out the Wookiees?
Well, originally, Return of the Jedi was supposed to be Wookiees, not Ewoks. And it changed it.
Ewoks, that's what I meant, not Wookiees. So.
Yeah. I mean, I
don't know, I confused the two. One's 2 feet, the other one's 10.
Well, he was saving money, you know, cut him in half.
Okay.
And he also realized he was making more money off the merchandise at that point than the films. So it's like, oh, I'll make teddy bears for the kids to buy.
Yeah.
I mean, because even
oddly enough, like, it's not like I was into teddy bears, like, as a kid, but I still liked the Ewoks.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I think I think he saw, because I know that I still have it actually, the E.T., you know, beanbag stuffed animal, and that guy, he was looking at how well E.T. was doing as well, and thought, oh, let's make more.
E.T.'s not in Star Wars.
He is in Episode One.
Would you do that? Would you make E.T. part of Star Wars?
No,
E.T. is part of Star Wars.
No, but the main character. I mean,
No. Can't steal. Spielberg.
No, the world's been reset. You can do whatever you want.
You know that E.T. is in the Star Wars universe, though, and vice versa, because you see it in E.T. He clearly sees Yoda on the street and says home, like he recognizes Yoda as someone from his world, and then you see E.T. Terrestrial, whatever we call him, in Episode One in the Senate, so they are part of that world.
All right, okay, but I mean, I wanted to make him a main character, not just a backshot guy.
You wanted him to be like a Jedi.
Well, exactly.
There are still plenty of Star Wars films to be made. You never know, Jack.
He just brings that magic finger out.
Heals everybody.
Yeah.
Or TV shows. So.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So there's still time. So if we reset the world, we can have E.T. as a Jedi.
Or I don't maybe, really, I mean, they'd be, because they're not really the fastest walkers, so I don't know.
Well, he's a Jedi. He can do what he wants, right?
He kind of waddles.
He waddles, yeah.
Well, maybe he could be the bat. Maybe he takes over for Vader. We make E.T. the bad guy.
You can't make E.T. the bad guy.
Why not?
Oh, you know what?
I can do whatever I want. World's been reset.
You know, Drew Barrymore, I mean, she's got to want some, you know, cash in on this E.T. money at some point. Like, you know, a sequel to E.T. I know they always wanted to do Elliot Goes to E.T.'s Homeworld, but. You know, what about Drew Barrymore? You know, she's grown up, and
I think they're all older than me now, aren't they?
What do you mean, the actors?
The actors got to be older.
Drew Barrymore is like my age.
Yeah, so. She's born like 76, I think, or 75, somewhere in there.
Yeah, she's pretty close to my age.
I'm saying like Elliot, he's got to be old, and the mom's older than me, so.
Yeah, but you don't have to have all of those characters. I'm just saying, like, you know, they could totally have like an E.T. sequel, you know, where
okay. Or Peter Coyote, is he going to be in it? Or is he too busy narrating stuff?
That really died.
Didn't Peter Coyote die?
He didn't die.
Oh, no, I'm thinking about the other guy that died.
Why are we trying to kill off Peter Coyote?
No, no.
Why are you trying to kill off the other guy?
I'm thinking about the movies. You know, there's a famous voice actor that always did the movies, like, you know.
Dom DeLuise?
No, he did the, like, you know. This summer.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah, well, that guy died, but you don't even know his name, but you're trying to kill off Peter Coyote.
No, I just was meshing the two together, so.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Peter, you're being a nitpicker.
Peter, if you're listening out there, I loved you in Deadwood and everything else, E.T., and love your narrations of everything else you do. He has a great voice.
Yeah, him and Ken Burns, they could just hang out forever.
Well, Ken Burns doesn't really have a great voice, but he has.
Hey, Ken Burns utilizes Peter Coyote.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But you said, I said he has a great voice, and you said, well, him and Ken Burns.
Yeah, together they're like a dynamic duo.
Okay.
So.
Okay, Morgan Freeman or Peter Coyote?
No, Peter Coyote. Morgan Freeman, I got too much issues with his Me Too stuff.
You know, though, he owns like a really big plantation in northern Mississippi. Morgan Freeman, he basically converted the whole thing into a gigantic bee farm because, you know, the bees are dying out. So that's what he did. He's like a beekeeper.
Oh, beef. Know? Okay, bee. I thought you said bee. I've been watching a lot of The Office, so I thought you meant said beet farm.
Beet farm.
Is he Dwight Schrute?
He's a huge Office fan, too.
Anyway, so it would be Peter K. Yeah, it's all the Ken Burns things, the World War, Civil War.
Vietnam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's got a fantastic voice.
Also the West.
That's right.
Which is really good.
Patch Adams.
National Parks.
The National Parks. And one of my favorites, the Lewis and Clark documentary. It's a four-hour documentary. So
Since you said Patch Adams, Jack, I mean, that's always a question that always bugs me. That film came out, what, 98 somewhere in there, and at the very end, you know, it says, you know, he opened his own private hospital, blah blah blah, and you know, he plans on opening more and all this stuff, and then nothing has happened since. You never hear anything about any of that.
He cashed out on the movie. Well, the movie wasn't a success, right? I didn't think it was that bad, but a lot of people panned it.
I liked it.
The critics didn't like it.
Well, they're cynical.
I thought it was a ripoff of Awakenings.
Awakenings is good. Well,
not even related to Awakenings.
I know, but like, but
it's, Awakenings is powerful though.
Awakenings is good, good movie. Yeah, but I get what you're saying. It's nothing like it, but I get
that's Robin Williams also, right?
It's Robert De Niro and it is Robin Williams.
Yeah, he's in that. Yeah,
he's the doctor. Yeah,
yeah. I didn't really like the movie. I slept through it.
Really? Awakenings?
It's Awakenings. So,
oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Thanks for playing along. Ba-dum-tsh. You know, Peter Coyote would have laughed at it.
Peter Coyote wouldn't even be.
Here's where Jack makes a humorous comment. Insert laugh.
I think he does the Prohibition one too.
Peter. What about jazz? Does he do the jazz one as well?
I don't know. I know him and Ken Burns work a lot together. So
that's what I'm saying. They are like the Lennon and McCartney of documentaries.
They're like the peanut butter and jelly of the documentary.
They're like the spaghetti Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah.
Hall and Oates.
Hall and Oates.
The Tears for Fears.
Shout. Shout.
Let it all out.
These are the things. They're touring again, aren't they?
I almost went to see them, but I was like, well, they only got about four songs that I like because they're touring with it actually might be Hall & Oates. They were touring with somebody, another 80s like super group, and I was like, well, that wouldn't be too bad. But I was like,
Wife wanted to go see Heart's Come to Town. We like Heart, we've seen them a couple times. Come with Pat Benatar and
I saw that tour. Yeah,
someone else. I was like going, "Wow,
Sheryl big... Crow."
No, it wasn't Sheryl Crow. It was someone else, and I was like, "Yeah, I love Heart, but Pat Benatar, you're a heartbreaker, dream maker. Yeah, I get it." But
it's Joan Jett. I
think. Is that Joan Jett? Oh, Joan Jett. So it's Joan Jett, Pat Benatar, and Heart. I think I like Joan Jett better than Pat Benatar.
Oh yeah, Joan Jett was. Yeah,
I love rock and roll.
Yeah, I loved that song when I was a kid. So,
but I always wonder, like, because like, I don't. That's what would I think really bug me. But maybe they're just used to it. Like, but if you had a hit 35, 40 years ago, and you're like, if I had to play this song one more fucking time, because I remember Billy Joel tried to do that maybe 15 years ago. He went out there with no set list whatsoever, and he would like just have his book of songs, and then he would say to the audience, like, do you want to hear this song or do you want to hear this song? And he would play based on the applause. Of course, like a lot of people, they just pick the hit. They don't pick, like, because he might want to play some little bitty song, and I'm someone that wants to hear the songs that they never play. It just depends on your level of fandom. But that's where I see like someone like Elton John, who like in his first 5 years of his career, he's had hit after hit after hit. And then ever since, you know, he'll get like one every now and then. And then that's what I always wonder, if like he goes out there and goes, play the same shit I was playing 40, 50 years ago, you know.
Maybe the song Sad Songs is about.
Yeah. Yeah, but maybe it's different if the audience gets into it, maybe you get into it, I guess. Maybe
Yeah, but this, I mean, that's where, like, there's so many songs like Heaven by the Talking Heads is written up specifically about that subject of, like, you know, you think it's about heaven, but it's not. It's about heaven is a place to be where nothing ever changes, nothing really matters, because it's the same thing over and over again. You're just going to another concert hall playing the same songs. It ends and it begins and ends exactly the same way. It's like, and it just becomes this repetitive boredomness.
Yeah, because I do get bored sometimes. I mean, it's like doing this podcast.
Yeah, we talk about something different every time.
Well, we have no
suit except for Spanos.
Except for Spanos. Yeah, there's always one person that brings Spanos back. Yeah.
I didn't bring him up this today. No. Fuck that shit.
It's just around the corner.
Well, it's like when making a that thing you do or the extra cuts or something like that. And Tom Hanks said that when they were talking about the song, it had to be something they liked because they were going to be playing it over and over. And oh, that thing you do, they're going to be playing it over and over and over again. It had to be something they liked. And also something that the four actors could, you know, also perform too.
Yeah. And they learned how to play it too.
Yeah.
Have you taken a look at I'm Sorry yet on Netflix?
I have not, no.
Because the main actor is on that. So.
Oh, Jimmy? Or no, the other.
I'm trying to think of the actor's name now. Everett.
Scott Everett.
Yeah, Scott Everett.
He's on it.
Yeah, he's the main. He's the main husband in the show. So
sorry. Yeah, I know that was on my list of things to watch, but I problem with Netflix is they always put these. You know, they have that header ad going on and go. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, let me add that. Yeah, let me add that. Let me add that. There's a show that I guess it's the second season. I know it's about the IRA. I guess.
Hmm.
And I go, this is two seasons? I would love this. Let me add that to my list. My list is like 40 things because I just keep clicking on it so I don't forget.
Oh, sure.
But I'm like going, oh my God. You're so, yeah, I'm sorry. I got to put that on there.
No, sorry. It's a good show for listeners that haven't caught it yet. Easy to go through because, you know, I think there's only like 10 or 11 episodes.
Was it a comedy drama?
It's a comedy. It's a 22 minute long comedy. Adult, you know, there's adult things, but, you know, very funny, you know, it's basically a husband and wife. They have a kid and kind of dealing with, you know, certain issues. And it's really mainly based on Andrea Savage's comedy and kind of her life. So, but she's adorable. I love her. So
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wrote it down again, so hopefully I'll remember.
And they're on season two right now, I actually bought the season two because my wife and I enjoyed the first season so much. So we're watching the new season.
But it's on Netflix, you said.
It's on Netflix right now. Season one is, and
Is it on regular TV? It's on
the channel is called True TV.
So okay, True TV. Yeah.
Yeah. And the new season's out on True TV, but you know they use adult language, adult situations. But there's a lot of actors from the League that you'll see on there that you'll be like, oh yeah, I know that guy, you know. And so very very funny stuff though, and something that my wife and I could watch together.
All right, yeah, I remember you saying that. I'll make sure I try and watch it this week.
Isn't True TV the same network that Ed TV was on?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with Ed TV.
I thought
Ed TV was a 90s movie with Matthew McConaughey where it was like basically it was predicting what reality TV was before reality TV was. Basically, he was paid $40,000 to let camera crews follow him around for 24 hours a day for 1 month. And this was before reality TV ever. And I want to say that the name of the network that – you know, for this fake show within the movie was called True TV.
Huh.
I remember the movie, but True TV wasn't it called something? Yeah. It was called something else, but it was a stupid name.
Yeah, it was really stupid. Yeah, I really changed.
It's like, is this a real channel? And then they changed it to True TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when it first came out, they were showing each season of Survivor, the reruns of Survivor. Right. Like, what was it called?
I can look it up.
It was a dumb name.
Yeah, we don't have Chris with us tonight right now, so you know.
Oh, that's right. If you haven't heard Chris, he's not Googling.
Yeah, people are like, "Wait, where's Chris? We miss Chris."
Well, we just jumped right into it, forgot all about him.
Yeah, we forgot to even mention him, you know. So he's busy looking up something about cotton.
And Dennis sent in some trivia, so we're going to put that on hold till next week because it only works with three people. And since I can see the answers, that would probably be...
Oh, yeah, it used to be Court TV, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, no, I was wondering.
Well, I'm thinking of something else then.
The network was originally launched in 1981 as Court TV, which focused on crime and legal dramas. Yeah. And then in October 2014, True TV was relaunched, yeah.
I'm thinking of another one. It was just a stupid name.
Hmm. Yeah. But you're right about back to that thing you do, because I always have a tune in my head, and every now and then that will pop in my head, and then, so I'll just kind of be going around the house going, you know, the doom, you know. And my sister, because there's not,
what's his name, Chris Isaacs,
but there's not many songs that have that beat to it, and my sister will go, why are you singing? I won't even be singing the song, I just will do the beat to it, and she'll like, why are you singing that song? And I'm like, how do you know what I'm singing? You're singing that thing you do. And I'm like, oh yeah, I guess you're right. Like, there's not that many that you could get it confused with. I know, like, Pocket Full of Rainbows by Elvis Presley has that same beat, but that's really about it.
Slow down, you're going too fast.
This is a ballad, man.
No, it's working. Love that movie. That's what people keep saying. You always see it on Facebook. What movie can you watch over and over again, never get tired of it? I bet thing you do. I mean, I have a lot of movies like that, but that's the one movie I will watch from start to finish over and over and over again. I never get tired of it. And I always get mad at Jimmy at the end.
Of course.
I always want to punch Jimmy in the face.
He's a jerk. I mean, yeah, he is a jerk. He has a punchable face as well.
He does.
I do think Faye is a bit naive. But
well, to be fair to Faye,
they are young.
They're from, you know, I know they think it's a big town, but Erie, PA, and they're going out in the real world and stuff like that. And you know, she got screwed, man. It was, bless you, Matt.
I couldn't get to the mic.
Bless you again.
I'm never quite sure if that is Charlize Theron's first film or is, because there's another one that she did right around that same time with Jeff Daniels and Kramer, the guy who played Kramer. Trial and Jury, or
Michael Richardson.
Yeah, Michael Richardson.
Yeah. And like,
how do we forget that name?
Because it always cracks me up when she's only like 2-3 years older than me. And she's like, wow, she's been acting since she was roughly like 17, something like that.
And she skipped out on Spartacus and went for The Dentist.
Yeah.
Again, spoiler. No, great. If you have never seen That Thing You Do, you have to go see it. It's a funny, funny, funny movie. And well, you know, Matt sneezing reminded me that last week his wife was sick. And he wouldn't go near her. So,
and he just said no.
And on any 60s or 70s sitcom, if someone sneezed, automatically they were sick. So,
yeah, I'm
like
I'm
the actually... Brady Bunch of Sydney Brady sneezes the whole. That cancels our boat trip.
I've been worried that I'm coming down with what she has. Whatever she did have, so update on the wife situation is she was diagnosed with bronchitis. So
good thing you didn't kiss her.
Right. Yeah. So vindication for me.
Well, do you have like a doctor's note, or are you just saying this to make yourself look better?
No, like the doctor actually, she went to the doctor. Okay,
but I get that I don't see any evidence. I just got to take your word for it.
Yeah, you got to take my word for it. I mean, the doctor gave her a pass to miss school even, and she teaches. So it's kind of a rare thing when the doctor's like, no, you need to.
Stay. All right, Nick, there's only two of us here. Yay or nay on this?
You know, he's got a good cover right now because there's no way we can prove or disprove him. Right now, he could just be trying to make himself justified in the eyes of the listeners.
That's what I hate to do that because
it's Matt, Jay play, you know.
Well, Matt is the favorite. Jay was never the favorite. But, is he trying to save himself? That's what I'm going with here.
Well, I can show you one of the texts that I received from her that says,
"How do I know you didn't send that text yourself? Yeah, you got to hold her phone." Like,
well, because I don't know if you can see it right there, but
that's a lot of reading.
Yeah. So I feel better. Sign Matt.
Denise.
It says Denise up at the top, so that's my wife. So I do feel better. I sucked down the first tea, refilled it with hot water. You don't want to hear all of the stuff that she's going.
All right, through. we're gonna give you we're gonna give you the benefit of the doubt.
She's got bronchitis, man. I'm dodging the bullet left and right here because whatever she's got, I'm trying to avoid.
Yeah, I'm curious because it's rained so much on the East Coast, and then out here it's even funky weather. Like it's been overcast and it snowed last week, and
the coldest February in the last 60 years in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and it's because
you know why?
Why?
Fucking Dean Spanos. Dean Spanos. He's fucking the cold heart. Put a deep freeze in Los Angeles.
Oh, this is my third winter out here. Well, technically it's my fifth winter, but third in Los Angeles. And yeah, like the last 2 years, it never dropped below 52 ever. And now it's in the 40s in the daytime. You're like, wow, this is unheard of.
If the Rams won the Super Bowl, it'd be a different story.
Yeah.
So.
Their owner would be getting arrested.
Maybe.
But yeah, like the last 2 days, though, I've even woke up with a little bit of moisture in my lungs. And that, you know, I cough for like the first 30 minutes to try to get all that out. And so you wonder if it's just that time of year where people will start getting pneumonia and bronchitis and colds and all that.
Yeah, it's just wild weather.
Yeah.
Our weather's good. We're going to have, because every weekend I have these things planned to do outside, and every weekend it rains. Every week, because I have my granddaughter Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do anything then. And so I said, my wife goes, well, just do it on the weekend. It's going to rain. It's supposed to rain. And I've been wanting to power wash the deck for the last 2 months.
No, that is, I was complaining about this very exact, the exact very same thing there, Jack, is that the weather has been so sporadic so that for here, it's just 30 degrees cold, right? So you don't really want to go out. And when it does warm up, so if it does break up to 50 degrees, it's just raining. It's just torrential rains. So it's like so rainy that you can't even go out and enjoy the warm weather. And then immediately right after that, it drops back down to 30 degrees.
We had one day it was like 74 degrees and rainy. And the next day it was 40 again. I'm like, this is insane.
The one time that I did go out over the weekend to actually work outside, and I hear you there. Like, there's always outside stuff that you got to do, especially if you own a home. And we've got these divots in our driveway, and I was like, I got to get those fixed. I got to get these filled with some stone or whatever, you know, heavy labor or whatever. It was so windy. We actually had wind advisories. It was that windy. And
do you have a kite?
I would not have flown it that day.
Really?
Strong. Yeah, it was bad. It sounded like the, you know, tornado was going to rip through. Even though there was no tornado, it was just straight wind. So it felt like we were in the Dust Bowl of, you know, the, you know,
Oklahoma.
I don't know. There's a Ken Burns documentary about it.
We need Peter Coyote's voice to say it. I felt like I was in Oklahoma. I can't do it. I can't do his voice.
Well, you know who could probably do his voice? This commercial break that we're going to take right now. Maybe it's going to be by Peter Coyote. So
at this point, we're taking a commercial break.
And we're back.
And we're back. That was probably the best ad I've heard so far.
Yeah. Break me off a piece of that commercial.
Kit Bar. I watched The Office where Andy can't remember the...
Oh, I love that. That's the best.
Break me off a piece of that. And Jim Wood said, nobody tell him.
Oh, I love that. That was one of my favorites. So,
Bill Hicks did a good, just because of voices made me think of it. He did Jack Plants in one of his bits where he was talking about that, how, because you guys ever watch Shane? He's like, yeah, this Jack Plants just being a total dick. You know, like, he's just standing around. This guy's just trying to go buy some gingham for his wife. He's not even sure what the hell it is. You know, like, he's like, hey, mister, I just want to buy some gingham. I was like, pick up the gun. You know, it's like, come on, mister. Like, come on. And he's like, pick up the gun. Just do it. You know, and like, and then sure enough, he's like, okay, fine. He picks it up. And then, like, Jack Plants, boom. Just see him. He had a gun. You know, like,
well, that's how it was back then, right?
Just like, you want to shoot somebody, just to shoot them.
Well, you got to. Well, if you don't keep it, it's like any profession. You know, professional gunfighter, you have to keep. You can't just shoot it like bottles, right? They always say in every Western, you ever shot a human? No. Well, it's a different thing killing someone than killing a bottle.
Well, of course.
Yeah. So you got to keep it. You know, you got to keep that edge. Am I right? If you're being hired to kill somebody, you got to do the job right, right?
Well, it's because you'd like to think if you actually shot somebody that they'd be dead like the moment you shot them. But you know, like I always think of like Unforgiven because the kid who can't see, I think, shoots that one guy and the very first time they kill somebody, it gets him through like the stomach or the liver or something. You know, and he's just down there like agony and pain, going like, "Can you give me some water?" And the clinician finally has enough of it. It's like, "Give the kid," you know, like. You can probably do Clint better than me, Jack, but you're like, you know, give the kids some fucking water. You know, it's like,
well, gut shots like the worst.
Of course. Yeah.
Because you die slowly.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, I remember someone saying, I had a teacher one time saying, yeah, everyone wants to go back and live in the old West. And they went I think, yeah, I love the West. Everyone's like, especially the boys, back, I think it was back in junior high or something like that, back in the day when Westerns were still big. And you go, yeah. Well, you know what? They had no antibiotics. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
And you know what? The gun didn't shoot straight because it did. You know. Yeah. he ruined every Western force. He's was going on and on and on. I'm like going, what does this have to do with our subject? I didn't know what we were learning at the time, but it was. Yeah. He just killed it all.
Yeah, you're probably going to die before 50 years old. There's no toilet paper. There's no so many things. You're just like, yeah, I don't. But that's I was reading an article the other day on Facebook. They pop on your feed. You know, growing up in the 80s as a child really prepared us for how life is sucky, because the Oregon Trail game taught us that, yeah, history sucked and you were going to die most likely. Right. And then you look at all the cartoons we watched, especially if you watch the ones I did, like Secret of NIMH and All Dogs Go to Heaven and Dark Crystal. Those are some messed up childhood programming. And it taught you that, like, about death. And it taught you about
even Transformers,
yeah. Like, and yeah. So you're like, wow, like this is some dark any ass
any
shit.
Any Disney movie,
yeah. But
somebody had to die before you could have happiness.
Yeah, but Disney though was still very, you know, PG or G, as in that, like, you know, you didn't see Bambi's dad die; he just was there, and then all of a sudden you hear the shot or something.
His mom,
yeah. But like.
The dad had already skipped town, I think.
You actually saw...
The dad wasn't even paying child support.
No, the dad raised Bambi.
Yeah, the dad raises
Bambi after the mom's dead.
Oh, because he comes back in the picture?
Yeah, he comes back in the picture, and he's just like...
Oh, she's gone? I'm coming back.
Yeah, he's like, quit crying.
It's been a while since I've seen Bambi.
Yeah, like Land Before Time, the mom dies like early in the film after like being... chased by this scary ass Tyrannosaurus Rex, and then like earthquakes, and it taught you
what happened.
Yeah, but it's scary. And then like you have All Dogs Go to Heaven. You have you actually see hell. Like dogs, some dogs go to hell, and you're like, whoa,
because
like,
some dogs deserve to go to hell.
And then like, you know, Secret of NIMH is. I mean, I love Secret of NIMH as a kid. I don't know
why. Carpet again, you're going to hell.
But like, there's so much like. You know, human experimentation on mice and rats, and they get sucked down tubes and die, and like you see combines destroying stuff. It's really dark. And so is we talked about this, didn't we? Neverending Story is one of the most scarring films you'll watch as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the horse dies. Yeah. I mean, it's like everything's destroyed at some point too.
See, I had it pretty luckily. We, you know, on TV, we had Petticoat Junction, we had Bewitched, we had I Dream a Genie.
Yeah, this was all pre-Watergate stuff.
Yeah, it was all before, you know, all
Watergate changed a lot.
Get Smart, we had, where the Chaos guys were the bad guys, but they weren't bad. I mean, were they really that bad? Siegfried, was he really that bad a guy? No, he was the doc on the Love Boat. So.
Yeah, but you also had a lot of TV that made no sense whatsoever, like Gilligan's Island and
but it was fun TV.
And Hogan's Heroes. They escape the prison every episode, and yet somehow they're back in it.
But that was their job.
Uh-huh.
Because remember, there was an episode where someone was ranked above Colonel Hogan, and he was going to report him because the job of every officer is to try to escape, right? And that's actually true. Your job as an officer is to try to make the prison make their life miserable. So, but he, when they finally explained to him, no, this is the deal. We're actually doing, we're sabotaging the Germans. That's our job. Then he kind of backed off Colonel Hogan. You don't remember that episode?
They didn't watch a lot of Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, come on. I've seen them all.
How can we remember every single episode, Jack?
Oh, Jack. Come on. I
just remembered it.
You should just be happy that we know what Hogan's Heroes is.
Yeah. I mean, do you remember the Hogan's Heroes hand job one? It's called Hogan's Hand Job.
The good old circle jerk.
Yeah. Was that the receiver for the
different hand job? It's the rub and tug.
Rub and tug?
They go to this this massage parlor in Florida. And
that's where Schultz said, I know nothing! And Berghoff was like, what is this man doing here?
We can't pick on Chris's. I don't know. Maybe we can't.
Yeah, I think I don't know.
You don't want to touch.
I think it could get ugly. So we may not want to touch on the subject anyway. Okay.
All right.
I mean, I don't know.
What could get ugly about it?
Well,
the details.
Well, not the details. The fact that what was going on. We talked about it before, human trafficking.
Well, yes. I mean, we have talked about this as
but,
well.
I mean, that,
yes,
that
there
that,
is some human trafficking.
Hey, there's Chris, just in time.
We were talking about Robert Kraft and human trafficking. So,
I mean, not that we're laughing at human trafficking.
We sent out the Ramblecast symbol there, and you were like, "Oh, I must respond."
Yeah. Chris, did you used to watch Hogan's Heroes?
No.
Fuck is wrong with you guys? Anyway,
he literally knows nothing.
So he's Sergeant Schultz.
True.
Okay, well, have you seen the movie Stalag 13?
Oh, that's a great.
Oh no, Stalag 7 is it Stalag 17?
17.
17.
Yeah,
that's a great movie.
Or the Dirty Dozen. Have you seen?
Oh, Dirty Dozen.
Never seen the Dirty Dozen.
Have I seen the? I've seen the one, the remake on TV with Heather Thomas.
So Chris, to catch you up, we were talking about TV that scarred us in the 80s and how things like Oregon Trail, video games that literally told you that the past sucked and you were most likely going to die, things like Land Before Time, All Dogs Go to Heaven, Secret of NIMH, all scarred us but yet prepared us.
Never-ending story.
And then we get into Jack's era of how
we had Gilligan's Island.
And how they were silly. Because you were just trapped in the same repetitive circle for eternity.
Yeah. I Dream of Genie is definitely in there.
All right. So did you guys watch I Dream of Genie?
I've seen it.
Yeah.
All right. If you're Major Nelson, do you, what's your wish?
He's sexually frustrated with that. So, yeah, you know what the wish is going to be.
Who wanted to be in the bottle with Genie?
You got to rub it the right way. Yeah.
Right, sure. I don't know if we want to admit to that, so nobody can see who raised their hand. But
it was Chris. Anyway, no, but we were talking, you know, Petticoat Junction. We had simpler times, even though Vietnam War was on the news every day. So we'd actually see real stuff every day, how tragic it was.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you a story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed.
I will say that the theme songs back in your day were rock solid.
Were rock solid. Now, how many people, when they saw Beverly Hillbillies, went up to the woods somewhere and just started shooting a gun
into the ground?
Hoping it would pop up.
Yeah, right.
It's on TV!
That's funny.
Because, that's really rare.
You think that doesn't happen in Tennessee all the time?
There's no oil in Tennessee, but... I've told this before. Ironically, though, no, they're not. I don't know where they were supposed to be from. But ironically, though, when the Oilers moved to Tennessee, where the stadium was built, there was a very small pocket of oil that was discovered when they built the stadium.
Huh.
Interesting trivia.
Yeah.
Did they just put it there for luck or something, maybe?
I don't know. It couldn't have been too much good luck.
Was it actually like black crude, like Texas tea?
Texas tea, yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't
Has Chris Googled to find out where the Beverly Hillbillies were from?
No. If you haven't have been able to tell by my audio. I apologize ahead of time, but it's been quite the eventful evening in my house, and I don't have the regular setup. I'm just on my phone with my AirPods.
Well, so
I apologize.
What happened?
All right, so since you asked, so actually, let me just kind of give a quick recap. So I was up in Maine all weekend.
Maine.
Yeah.
Did you have some lobster?
I did. I had a lobster roll.
The original Massachusetts.
Yeah, so I was up in Maine all weekend. It's like a yearly trip to go up there. It's a bunch of friends. It is the best food. I think they just won some crazy award of like the best food in America or some. I don't know.
I think I remember this story from last year.
Yeah. Oh, I go every year. The food is amazing. The beer is outstanding. Had a great weekend, and I was supposed to go to work today. But
did you get bronchitis?
No, not at all. So on Monday afternoon, the front facing part of my building, we have like these stone slabs. They're like 2,000 pounds each. These stone slabs that kind of make up the front face of our store and our building. And we had some significant winds over this past couple of days.
Hey, yeah, us too. I think the winds that we got went to you.
Yeah, dude, this panel fell off the front of the building and crashed. The 2,000-pound stone panel crashed.
Really?
Nobody got hurt, thank God.
Well, that's good.
People were like 5 seconds away from getting killed from it. Like, apparently, that's what I'm told. I wasn't there for it. But we can't open because they have to have construction crews working on the front of the building to make sure it's structurally safe. So we weren't open today, and we're closed tomorrow. So I'm off tomorrow as
well. Wow.
So I've turned this little few-day weekend to a full week, which has been incredible. But today was the day. Today was the day that I was getting my brand-new furnace and my brand-new hot water heater. The on-demand tankless water heater. Well, Nick, I'm going to give you a tour of in just a second. But not an hour and a half after the technicians left or the installers left. They were here for like 10 hours doing all this crap. Fucking thing stops working. Thing's 4 hours old. Stop working. And
oh, you got your money's worth.
Is this the tankless?
No, the furnace.
Oh, the furnace. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So I should have had the wherewithal to ask him to leave it. But anyways, so he had to go to the shop and find the exact same furnace that they had in storage there because the fucking control board broke on the brand new one.
The irony.
Yeah. The irony. Dude, let me tell you how much more complicated this new control board is. It's insane. But it's like three times the size of the old one. But hey, let's go for a little quick tour while we're here. I'll do my best to describe for those who are not, everybody else who's listening, who's not recording with me. I don't know how to flip the damn thing. There we are. So here's my new furnace. Which
you're
is,
looking at a furnace, everyone.
Why is it leaking?
It's peeing.
Yeah.
It's so happy.
You gotta go. You gotta go.
It's excited. It happens to a lot of furnaces,
especially when they're new.
Shit out.
Okay. We're about ready. We're about ready to see Chris just lose it.
Yep. They're about to. What the fuck, dude?
You got a lot of space in there.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, there wasn't before. So this is the new furnace, and then the great. Okay. Moving forward. So this is where the hot water used to be.
Mm. Oh.
Now I'm walking through it, but. There's my fucking T-1000.
Oh, yeah.
That's a beaut.
That is sexy.
HAL. A HAL 9000.
So this is the HAL. Yep. So this HAL. This is my hot water heater.
I heard you'd like a hot shower today.
But I might leak.
Yeah.
No, it's the furnace that's leaking, right?
Well, it's the, what do you call it? This is the thing that, let me see if that just reset this. Oh, I fixed it.
Ah. Night. Well, you think you did.
No, I definitely did. Yes, this is great podcasting, Chris. this is the thing that was not working. It's actually the pump that takes all the condensation out of the air inside the furnace and puts into this little thing that has a little pump that pumps it out of the house.
It's called the Pump It Up.
Pump it that, up.
That's the technical term for it.
We're going to pump you up.
But the, what do you call it, the GFCI outlet that it was plugged into needed to be reset. Okay, I feel better.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. I did find out some news on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, yeah?
I was doing some research. There was 274 episodes.
Okay.
A series stars starts as Jed Clampett, impoverished widower mountaineer. So he's a mountaineer. So that would be Virginia, right? There aren't they the Mountaineers?
Wait, he's a widower.
Widower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think he was married to his grandma?
Yeah, I thought he was married to his grandma. But come on, and they're hillbillies. Like I don't know what's going on with their relationship.
He's living alongside an oil-rich swamp.
Yeah.
His daughter and mother-in-law, and see his daughter and his mother-in-law, not his even granny's not his. I thought always thought granny was his mom.
I did too.
I did too.
So we find out something new every day by just going to Wikipedia that it's granny was his mother-in-law, so he didn't have to bring her along.
I'm just curious where a swamp would be in West Virginia.
Well, I just said it just said mountaineer, so I'm just I.
You do not want to cross granny.
No,
because
no.
I mean, if you left her. Somehow she would come down and hunt Jed, and
but she never wanted to leave.
True,
she always wanted to return. So
yeah,
a survey for the OK Oil Company realized the size of the oil field, and the company pays for the fortune of the rights to drill on his land, and that's when they move to California. That's the place they want to be
until today.
Yeah, but yeah, it just so we still don't know where, but. We forget that also Petticoat Junction, the people from there were also crossover episodes. So where is Hootersville?
So wherever you want it to be, man.
Well,
in the imagination of every 13-year-old boy.
There you go. There's a little hotel. Anyway, so but that's the problem with 60s television. They just threw it out there, and we just had to live with it.
Yeah, it's called imagination, Jack.
Well, I get that, but now it's okay. My imagination is going. Okay, where did they come from? Mm-hmm. That truck that they had couldn't make a long trip from wherever they're going to California.
No, of course not.
No,
heck, most cars back then you had the different rear ends, and you didn't have overdrive. Most cars,
so get stuck in the Oregon Trail.
Yeah,
eat granny.
No, they'd eat possum, right?
Eat possum, roadkill. Yeah.
It seems to be like that at some point in my watching the Beverly Hillbillies, they ate possum.
Possum pie.
Yeah. They had the cement pond. Mm-hmm. And then there was the love interest of Jethro.
Yeah.
The secretary. I can't remember her name.
What's her name?
I
Oh, Mrs. Oh, God, what's her name?
I know. It's been.
I'm looking it up.
Oh, okay.
I've been back in the dream.
Oh, Jethro. Oh.
Well, you had Jed Clampett, Granny,
mm-hmm.
Ellie Mae, who's from San Diego, Jethro Bodine, who's the lone survivor.
Ellie Mae was basically like a precursor to Daisy from The Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Jane Hathaway.
Jane Hathaway.
Played by Nancy Culp, who was always being crapped on by her boss, Mr. Drysdale.
Yeah, like I always like even like with going back to just that era of TV, it always bothered me that Andy Griffith never got married again, you know, on the show. He dated like two women but never committed. It's like, what the hell, Andy?
Really, he only dated two women? I thought he was like a dating machine.
Well, he dated in real life. The actress that played his
right.
He was dating her in real life.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Not dating her, but you know, he was married. But
anyway. I always forget their names.
Helen.
Yeah.
But he also dated the girl from Father Knows Best in the beginning.
Yeah.
She runs drugstore. But I think isn't there someone else? Because Barney was the player.
Yeah, Barney.
Yeah, Barney. Well, but he had the one girl, though.
For a long time. Thelma Lou.
Thelma Lou. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
But he'd always hook up with Juanita.
I mean, they did settle down into Mary Mayberry RFD. That was the spinoff from that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Ken Berry.
I mean, you got to have Don Knotts, though. I mean, he was awesome. So.
Well, he wanted to do movies, but he did agree to do, I think he did three episodes a season.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, he moved to Raleigh. and became an FBI agent. Moved to the big city and became an FBI agent.
Right.
Never got to fire his gun. Bullet.
It's like all of that crime that happens in Hawaii 5-0. It's on the same level there.
Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah, like the amount of crime that happens in Raleigh, North Carolina that requires FBI agents.
Well, that guy, the guy who threw his wife on the stairs or whatever it was.
Oh, did that happen in Raleigh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you. So I'm glad we have a camera. My wife got a camera that shows the stairs. I go, I'm good now.
I'm convinced it was the owl.
The owl?
The owl.
Have you guys not seen that?
No, I've not seen it.
Okay, so
I know you've talked about it, but I might have been searching the web.
Okay, so if you check on Netflix, have you seen thanks, Jack. have you seen? You saw the series on Netflix, right? The Staircase.
No.
What series are you talking about?
The Staircase.
The Staircase. It's called The Staircase.
I think so, right?
I don't know. You saw it.
I did.
Actually, I saw the sequel though, The Furnace.
Takes place in just outside of Boston,
Franklin, Massachusetts. anyways, it's a docuseries called The Staircase, and it's about this murder that occurred, I believe it was in Raleigh or just outside of Raleigh, where this guy was put in jail for first degree murder or second degree murder, whatever, for allegedly throwing his wife down the stairs and beating her. But I don't want to spoil it in case anybody wants to watch it, but he hired a documentarian to kind of film this whole thing, almost like Making a Murderer style before that was even cool. And like, it was like years and years and years. Like,
maybe like they did with the penises, years. The research
exactly.
on that one.
Exactly. Like 15 years of documentary was made.
Was he in jail the whole time?
He was in jail for part of it. Yeah. Okay. So, the documentary like follows the legal pursuits and all the investigations and all this type of stuff. And there's all these claims of like corruption with the police and all this, everything is crazy. And it ends, the series ends kind of inconclusively ish in a kind of a way, but there's an extra episode that they added onto it. Like afterwards,
was it a hidden episode that they were lost in the archives?
It was there, but they came up with a theory as to what actually happened after more and more people watched and listened and got into, you know, into the whole situation, about a third party influence that was not investigated in the whole thing. And it has to do with an owl, There's an episode on the
end. So it's a who? It's a whodunit.
It's whodunit.
It's the owl theory or whatever it is. It's fucking incredible. Like if you watch this series and you're watching the whole thing, there's so many weird circumstances that make you feel like this guy's a Looney Tune, which he absolutely is. But the and you kind of form your own opinion as you go through the whole documentary, and. That was a treat. That last episode, the owl, I think it's called Owl Theory. It's like a 10-minute short after the whole thing's over. Huh. And it just totally takes everything you thought of and puts it on its head.
Huh. All right. I'm going to have to add that to my list.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's very, very, very much like Making a Murderer.
I remember you talking about it before.
But it's, in my opinion, it's way better than Making a Murderer.
Cool.
Well, Chris, now that you're here, Dennis sent some trivia questions in.
Oh, trivia.
So we can do trivia. So now there's three of you here. Who wants to go first?
Don't we have to do the dice?
I don't know.
I can't do the dice. I'm on
my I'll go first. I'll throw myself on the
who's going to go second?
Winds of Change.
I'll go second.
All right.
Three is the magic number.
And Nick, you want to go third?
Yeah. Well, there's no other option.
Okay. I wanted to give you a chance at it.
Can I go fifth?
Sure.
No, you can go yesterday.
Nice. Nice tie into the earlier. Chris is like, oh, no, I don't get it.
I don't get it.
These are from Dennis. Questions. Trivia questions. That's not what I want to do. Shit.
Trivia.
Questions. I think I hit the wrong thing.
I feel like I should send Dennis a drawing because he sent in trivia. I mean, that's worthy.
I think because Jessica's still complaining about her drawing.
No, she's fine. She wants the
Well, she said something today about it.
She wants the guy.
I know Nick was upset when he saw it.
I was.
She wants the fuse. She wants the broken fuse. So.
It's an unhappy Kool-Aid man.
Yes. I've got this cool color landscape here that I could send to Dennis, maybe.
It's Mars.
So.
All right. So this is from Dennis.
All right.
Jack, the theme of this is set of questions is Jay and Jack network related things. Any loyal fan will recognize the answers as being mainstays in the Jay and Jack universe.
This is gonna suck. Yeah.
Question number one: what does Jay think everybody famous is?
Oh, that could be a lot of things.
I made that up. I made it up. Forget it.
Damn it! Because I was going to say,
What is a dick? Question one. So, on November 4th, 2014, was the first time that this six original shark appeared on the same episode as ABC Shark Tank? It was also the first appearance of what product?
The Squatty Potty?
It is the Squatty Potty. Matt pays attention. This is a lot of pressure on you guys because it shows who pays attention to the shows and who doesn't.
I'm going to lose.
Good gosh. I didn't even follow the question. I was like, what's he talking about?
Like, land the fucking plane, Jack.
I'm going what it said. I don't know who the first – I don't watch Shark Tank, so I didn't know who the first
– I don't listen to our shows.
Okay.
it was for Shark Tank. Gotcha.
Okay. That one was. Okay, question two. This company bought land on American southern border, hired a legal team to specialize in eminent domain law, and built the 12th century 30-foot – catapult designed to destroy walls.
This company.
This is for Chris.
This is discussed on podcasts.
Well, it's part of the. It's. I think it's. I can't tell you without giving away the answer. It's something. I can't tell you.
Okay.
This company bought land on American southern border, hired an illegal team to specialize in eminent domain law, and built a 12th century 30-foot. Catapult designed to destroy walls. I don't think any of you are going to get it.
No.
Tesla.
It's not Tesla.
Nick, you want to give a crack at that?
Greenpeace?
Not Greenpeace, no.
Taco Bell.
It is not Taco Bell.
Okay.
It is Cards Against Humanity.
Oh! Yeah,
I remember hearing that.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Because that's a game they play every year.
Yeah.
And Dennis is like, if you've never been out here to watch them play, I don't play it. I just kind of watch. Dennis spends 5 hours not cracking a smile. And I don't know if Dennis spends his whole life doing that, but it's like poker to Dennis. He doesn't break a sweat.
He's in it to win it.
Yeah, he just stares. Well, everyone's laughing, having a good time. Not Dennis. He's shooting daggers at everybody with his eyes.
All right, so after two questions, it's apparent that these aren't necessarily show-specific questions, but they're
anything Jay and Jack.
Jay and Jack universe.
Stuff that's related
community okay. Shows, whatever.
No. All right.
Okay, which of these is not like the other, and why? Kleenex, toilet paper, Q-tips, Zamboni, and all these things have been mentioned. Unfortunately, Q-tips was mentioned on the Married Man show and still gives me the heebie-jeebies. Dale would do something with the Q-tips.
Kleenex, Zamboni.
No, Kleenex, toilet paper, Q-tip. I'm sorry, Kleenex, toilet paper, Q-tips, Zamboni. One of these is not like the other, and why?
Wait, so Kleenex, Q-tips, Zamboni. What's the other one?
Toilet paper.
Okay.
One of these things is not like the other.
Baby.
Three of the four, I'm going to say that Warm Taffy has had sex with three of the four of those things.
Can I steal?
Yeah, of course.
No, it's my turn to go next.
No, it's Matt's turn next.
It is Matt's, yeah.
But Chris will probably get this. I'm going to say that...
kind of scares me because Zamboni's on there, and I used to drive the Zamboni.
Exactly.
Oh.
And I drove it naked one time, so it's like, oh.
Okay, I'm going to say that one of these things has not been featured on a Ramblecast podcast.
No, I'm going to steal it.
All right, go ahead, Chris.
So, one of those things is the generic product, where the other three are brands. And toilet paper is the generic product, when Kleenex is a brand of tissue, mm-hmm. Q-tip is a brand of cotton swab, and Zamboni is a brand of ice glazing.
Who thinks of that?
Dennis. Do you say ice glazing or ice making?
Whatever it is. I don't know.
How does it glaze the ice? It makes ice. Okay. It shaves off the old ice and puts on a new.
It lacquers the ice, Jack.
It doesn't lacquer the ice. No, it doesn't. Now that's what people think, because it's shiny afterwards.
You only arrived and get your rocks off. Hey-o.
Well, obviously Dale did too.
All right, so did Chris get it right? Because it sounds
Chris, like it was toilet paper. Yeah.
I can do the whole giggity head thing pretty well.
So 1-1-0.
Unfortunately, nobody can see that happen.
I know.
Yeah, we got to have a live show for that.
All right, this question is for Matt. You bought a ticket to travel on this particular...
Oh, no. Is it?
Yes, it's Matt's. Because that was my question.
Yeah. Hey, wait, is Nick reading these questions? Why do you keep interrupting me, Chris?
Because he wants to win. He's like, I want the question.
You bought a ticket... This is for Matt. You bought a ticket to travel on this particular trip, and meals were included for breakfast, oatmeal, jacket potatoes, ham and egg, fresh bread and butter for dinner, soup, roast beef, brown gravy, sweet corn, boiled potatoes, and fruit. What trip did you take?
What the fuck?
I wouldn't have known this if I didn't have the answer in front of me.
What trip did I take?
What trip did you take?
A trip to the South?
You got oatmeal, jacket potatoes. What are jacket potatoes?
You can't ask that question.
Why can't I ask that question?
Because you don't want to give them. You don't want to give them the answer.
That'll give them the answer.
Well, lead them towards the answer.
Ham and eggs, fresh bread and butter for dinner, soup, roast beef, brown gravy, sweet corn, boiled potatoes. I know all the other ones, but I've never heard of jacket potatoes.
I don't know.
Are these cold potatoes? You just warm them up.
Trip to the south.
It is not a trip to the south, Chris.
Could you please read the ingredients for the meals one more time?
You bought a ticket to travel on this particular trip, and meals were included. For breakfast, oatmeal, jacket potatoes, whatever those are, ham and eggs.
Baked potato in its jacket, which is the
skin. Oh, okay. I like the skin, so I would eat the jacket. Ham and eggs, fresh bread and butter. For dinner, soup, roast beef, brown gravy, sweet corn, boiled potatoes, and fruit. What trip did you take? These are pretty intelligent questions, I might add.
You took a trip to see Game of Thrones filmed in Ireland.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Nick.
It sounds like you went to your local Cracker Barrel.
It does.
It does.
But that would be south, right, technically?
Yeah. I'm going to say you went to Raleigh, North Carolina.
Final answer?
Yeah.
These were meals for steerage class passengers on the Titanic.
Oh.
Calling that the right about the Titanic.
Yeah, I remember
the Titanic. Really innuendo questions. It's like you have to put your, like, okay, Colleen loves Titanic conspiracy theories. So you go, okay, these are the meals we're eating.
To be fair, I also do subscribe and love the Titanic conspiracy.
That conversation was crazy, though.
Yeah.
Jay and Colleen's kitchen.
Yeah, some very insider stuff here, Dennis. Thanks.
Who are three people who have never been in my kitchen?
They've never been in my kitchen. Okay, this one, next question is for Chris, I believe, right?
Yeah.
It is for Chris.
Yeah. In Helen Reddy's hit, you guys know who Helen Reddy is?
Nope.
I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, Numbers Too Big to Ignore.
Okay.
Leave Me Alone, Ruby Red Dress. The Ruby Red Dress would wander around town talking to herself because someone taught it all to her and then just let her be. Who taught it all to Ruby?
Jack? And I was gonna think it was Ruby Tuesday.
No, it's not. That's what I thought it was going with, but no, it's not.
Who taught it all to Ruby?
Yeah. Ruby Red Dress wanders around town talking to herself because someone taught it all to her and let her be. Who taught it all to Ruby?
This is a tough one. Jeez. Thanks, Dennis. Maybe you don't get a drawing.
Maya Angelou.
No. Nick.
I thought that was a reference to my...
her mother.
No.
Okay.
Matt.
Who taught it to Ruby?
Yeah.
Hashtag me too.
Your final answer.
No. Who taught it to Ruby? I'm going to say it's got to be somebody that we know, right? No? Yes? Fuck, I don't know. Who taught it to Ruby? I'm going to say Jay.
Final answer?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
A farm boy from Tennessee. Farm boy up from Tennessee.
I knew it had to be some relation to one of us.
So the thing is that these can be anywhere. And so you're not, you can't put your mind of like, okay, it's going to be. I don't know.
Matt and Chris have one correct. So,
hey, just saying.
Glad I got the first one.
All right. Number six, this is for Nick, who has nothing. It's
going to
be too hard for him.
Thanks, Jack.
Before there were roads,
roads.
Where we're going, there's no roads. What was the male roadrunner called?
A letter carrier.
Is that your answer?
You mean a postman?
Before there were no roads, what was a male roadrunner called?
A dispatch.
No.
Okay, fine.
Matt?
A jack runner?
No.
A blade runner?
Road runner. Coyote's after you. Roadrunner. You know, why didn't he just order food? He spent all that money on gadgets. Anyway.
Jack Rabbit.
No.
Okay.
Chris for the steal.
A jackalope.
No. A chaparral cock.
Oh, what? Yeah. A
chaparral cock.
How is that related to anything you're talking about?
No.
Are you calling us something, Dennis? Just come out and say it, dude. I'm right here, man. I'll see you in Raleigh.
All right, this question is for Matt. This solo artist who performed their last concert. What's the hell? Okay, someone was blocking it. Some cock was blocking it. The solo artist who performed their last concert in 2017 is the only artist to have a top selling album for the year for three different years, not counting movie soundtracks. Who is that person?
What? Okay, I got to hear it again one more time.
This solo artist who performed their last concert in 2017 is the only artist to have the top-selling album for 3 years for three different years, not counting movie soundtracks. Is that artist?
I'm going to say Paul McCartney.
It is not the Dick Paul McCartney.
Oh, fuck.
Chris.
I'm going to say Kenny Rogers.
It is not the Gambler.
That's a good guess, Chris.
It's not Mr. Facelift. And I apologize, Kenny. I love you. You got to know when to hold. Who hasn't done that when they're playing cards? Someone always does it every poker game.
Sure. If I had a gun for every time I could.
Know when to hold them. Know when to walk away. Know when to run. You never count your money. You're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. I don't know what that means. The dealing's done. You're still sitting at the fucking table.
Yeah, sure. Totally.
So what's Kenny thinking there? Can we get Kenny on the phone?
You know, the thing about the Gambler is that, you know, he dies in the song. So.
Yeah. Well, everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Spoiler, he dies, you know. Yeah. So.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. Kenny had a lot of hit movies back then.
Is Nick looking this up? Or
no, I'm just trying to think.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to say Michael Jackson, but I think he died.
He died way before that.
I don't know.
He died in 2009.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Cool. Michael Jackson.
No, I'm just saying. Okay.
Well, do we know he did?
But his last show?
I'm just going to say Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton. You got on country and we couldn't get off it. You want the answer?
Sure.
Is it R. Kelly?
Adele.
Adele?
In 2011, 2012, and in 2015.
Okay.
Adele. Because maybe Jane Colleen went to see Adele's.
I think these are very Colleen and Jay centric questions.
He performed her last, remember, the last they saw her last concert.
Dennis needs to come up with these.
They ruined Adele's career. All right, so now we're going to Chris.
Chris.
Dude, you're getting Adele. Okay.
Yes.
Arguably, second only to Lost, the Jay and Jack Survivor podcast is one of the most popular. CBS has hosted over...
by who?
I don't make this up. But Game of Thrones would probably be more popular and... Leftovers and
Dennis, you're high. It's all of these,
Dennis, what you need to start listening to the barbecue and get your mind out of the gutter.
Stay out of upstate New York, man.
CBS has hosted over 37 seasons now, but there have only been several instances. There have been several instances where amateur contestants. I'm sorry, content. I'm dying. I have nothing to drink.
I seriously need to get. Your wife's like phone number.
Yeah, but, like, oh my god! I'm like, shit.
I'm good. I'm not gonna pass. Yeah, I did it the other day. But anyway, there have also been several instances where amateur Survivor contestants, which they're.
Jack, can you drink some fucking?
Do you need to drink something or take a breath?
Yeah, because I mean, seriously, like, I need.
I'm good.
Okay.
Which there have been real amateur Survivor contests. Okay, so there have been several instances where amateur Survivor contests. Which of these is the real amateur Survivor? Okay, I guess he gives a list of. Okay, there's a list.
Oh, okay.
So pick and choose because I'm like going. All right. So one of these is the real one.
Okay.
And the rest are fake. All right. So you got. Big Sky, Snake River, Crazy Mountain All Stars, or Lolo Pass.
What are we picking? Which season of Survivor is actually real and which is not?
Which
it's an amateur contest.
Amateur. They're like amateur rip-off of Survivor.
One of the guys, Paul from
All right, Lolo
the Pass. Tribe, used to do amateur. I believe that's what it was. So.
No, Lolo Pass. Because Dennis wouldn't have the last answer to be with the one he wanted me to pick.
Wait, it is your turn. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, it's Chris's turn.
Big Sky.
Snake River. That's where, what's his name? Evel Knievel's tried to jump.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't make it.
River.
Let's see that. Snake River.
That is incorrect.
Great.
Matt. Nick. Nick, chance of steal. Get on the board, Nick.
What are they? Big Sky, Snake
Big
River.
Big Sky, Snake River, Crazy Mountain All-Stars, and Lolo Pass.
I'm going to go with Crazy Mountain All-Stars.
The correct answer is Crazy Mountain All-Stars.
That is totally it. Yeah.
The winner was our very own Shandy. And the strategy was to vote out all the men. I'm kidding. I'm joking. It's a joke. No, but Shandy did win Crazy Mountain All-Stars.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. And we're tied at 3.
Woohoo! I mean 1-1-1.
Yeah. 1-1-1. We're tied at 1. It's a three-way tie with 1. There you go.
Uh-oh.
All right, this is it.
Uh-oh,
this is all the marbles.
Nick can come back from behind.
I can win it!
Fucking thing.
I won't, but I could win it.
Huh. Okay. Since 1977, the NFL Hall of Fame game has traditionally been the first preseason game of the year. From 1934 to 1976, another notable contest was traditionally the first game. Who played in this game every year?
Joe Brown.
Joe Brown.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
Because you guys are going to need some hints on this one.
No, you don't need to give Nick.
Well, we don't want a three-way tie.
Sure we do. Chris, your picture right now is just like...
Uh-huh. I like it. Take a snap of it through Instagram. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like it.
All right, so you got the question?
Who played in this?
In this game.
Every year.
I remember. It's funny. I forgot about this until I read the question.
Johnny Unitas.
Johnny U did not play in this game.
Okay.
Well,
what were the years again?
He might have played in the game. From 1934 to 1976, another notable contest was traditionally the first game. Who played in this game every year?
It's got to be the San Diego Chargers. Right? No.
Yeah, that needs to be clarified. You talking about a person or do you mean a team?
So I tried to give hints and Matt said, no, can't do it.
Yeah, I wanted to steal it.
I was going to tell you it wasn't a person. It was.
Damn it, see? Bullshit.
All right, let's go back and give Nick a chance. I gave everyone else a chance. It's not a person.
So it's a team all-star thing versus
bullshit.
Is that right?
This election's rigged. You hear that, Dennis? It's fucking rigged.
It's a hanging Chad.
I'm going to go with... actually, that'd be tough.
No. Oh, that would be a good one.
I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts.
From 1934 to 1976? Oh, Matt, you want to tell them why that's incorrect?
Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore Colts, yeah. Sorry. I already thought that when I said it.
So me giving you a hint hasn't helped at all.
No, not at all. No. I'm content with the 1-1-1 scenario here because I'm not losing face.
I don't know. No. Chris could pick his ever.
Actually, it's your guess now, I think, Matt, not mine.
No. I already picked. I picked San Diego Chargers as a team.
Oh, right. So, yeah.
You know, which was foolhardy, but you know
the Chargers weren't around in 1934, but that's okay.
Yeah, I kind of thought about that after
my first guess. There's another one I will say.
Dean Spanos, that was my other guess.
Matt fucker would even didn't even.
I'm trying to think of teams that I know were something that you've said. So I'm like, well, who could it be?
Chris, it's up to you, man.
Thinking.
The answer is no.
There's only two that I could think of.
Would it be the Boston Patriots?
Well, they were only around since 61.
No, that's not them.
I guess another guess?
Or 1960, I guess. Well, I guess technically they could have because they could have played in a game from – but anyway.
Well, you know, the thing is, Matt, you know why yours is wrong? Because there's a sign right behind Jack that says 1960.
Established in 1960. Of course, they weren't the San Diego Chargers in 1960.
They were the LA Chargers.
Yeah, they were.
The soon-to-be LA Chargers.
Yeah, only 56 years later.
Exciting.
All right.
Chris, what is your guess?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's what I was going to guess. Yeah.
Incorrect. The previous season, the NFL champion played a team of recent college graduate college all-stars in the Chicago Charities College All-Star Game held in Soldier Field. Because there's no way they would do that today because the players make way too much money. You see the Patriots doing that?
Right.
Yeah. No.
They just make too much money. They probably got – it was a charity game, but I'm sure they got paid to do the game too. So.
Yeah, free massage.
All right. Well, so what's the actual correct answer?
Yeah.
They played the NFL team, whoever won the championship.
Yeah.
The NFL championship, because remember, before 68, there was only NFL.
Played
there,
the
was, there was no Super
Bowl. College All-Stars.
All-Stars right. From, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So there you go. I remember watching the game. So
I think that question was phrased wrong.
Well, I tried to tell you it wasn't a person. Anyway.
We're all 1-1-1, so we're good.
That's all we got. It was a three-way tie. Thanks for the questions, Dennis. They were
We appreciate it. And
pretty good.
Maybe I will send him some artwork.
You still seem a little bit. What, you're gonna send him something shitty because you're pretty bitter about it.
Yeah, I'll just send him a pile of shit.
It was a three-way tie. Maybe you should send him a three-way drawing.
Yeah. A three-way drawing.
I'll take the rapists for $500.
Jack, I know what you're laughing at. That was just a very innocent request.
I just struck me as funny. I'm sorry. That's all we got. Is that all we got this week? Because we're going to move on to our extended version.
We will move on to the extended. Before we do, there's a couple things that you could do in shop for to help us out. As you do, you could rate and review us on iTunes, which always helps, or subscribe to the RCAD cast.
That's the best thing you do right now.
That's the best thing. That would help us out a lot.
Yeah. We're fighting with three other podcasts right now. And we're trying to be the number one podcast in the world, according to Chris. I was just shooting for America.
America.
Chris wants the world. So if you want to help us.
Domination.
Yeah. You subscribe and then retweet, which everyone did this week, I think.
Did I?
Yeah.
I think everyone retweeted it.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
We're growing up.
Well, on that note, go to janjack.com/Amazon for all your Lego needs. And before Jack gets into this, great show, guys. One in a million.
Well, no, we have a patrons thing.
I know, but I had to say it before you said it, man.
Still, he's lying, man.
I'm writing down the name so I don't forget. But no, you can become a patron. Go to patreon.com/JayandJack or just go to JayandJack.com. Little button says become a patron. We thank all our patrons. We love all our patrons. Also, before I get to the patrons, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram under RCADcast. We'll follow anybody on Instagram. We have cool stuff on Instagram that at least two of us are posting on there.
Yeah, buddy.
What was the answer to letter carriers before?
Letter carriers.
That question was what were mail carriers called before?
Roadrunners. Roadrunners. I don't know where you got mail carrier. You started a mail carrier.
That was the answer, was Roadrunners?
No, it was
that was the question.
Chad Cocker. I don't know. I don't have it up right now.
Chad Cock blockers.
I think Chad Cochran's a good name for the show.
Yeah. Chad Cochran.
So you follow us on that and Twitter and also what's the other? Do we have anything else? I think that's it. But we thank all our patrons. We love all our patrons to death. If you're a $5 or more patron, you get to get the special episode we do afterwards, which is just gold. But right now, we want to thank Tat from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner Glaffelder, Joanne with a Plan, Maggie the Magnificent, Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier, and the Drake.
The Drake. The great Drake.
This week's extended episode, we're going to talk about hand jobs.
What's what?
Didn't hear. There we go. But thanks, everyone. That's all we got. Great show, kids. 100 million. It's Tuesday.
You're stealing everybody's shit.
Dude, really?
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
See you next Tuesday. But in the meantime, tune into the extended cut so you can listen to us talk about hand jobs.
Hand job. Then hand jive.
Great show, guys. 1 in a million.
See ya.
Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Deuces.